getting better.
After the call was dispatched, we had two units with AR-15s on the scene. We had some additional AR-15 units that have been deployed out in the area for high visibility over the past 2 weeks. They were very close by. They responded immediately.
All right, response time crucial. As you heard Kathleen Lanier there on the ground talking about how quickly they could get to the Washington Naval Yard to try to stop the shooter, the gunman, Aaron Alexis. And still in D.C., they are mourning the loss of the 12 that were killed on Monday. And this is where we begin. National security. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a great weekend and a couple of days into this first week. Do you believe it? We are getting closer and closer to the actual start of the holidays, and my wish for the holidays is peace and goodwill to men. Let's get some of that goodwill going. It certainly wasn't goodwill which fueled what had happened, I think, with Alexis. And what's the most disturbing thing in all of this is, I guess the response time, as fast as they could get there, they got there. You think of all the possible people that could be on the scene in that area, so close to what is really the heart of the D.C. Capitol area. And they got there, give or take, within, let's say, the 7 minutes, right? But how quickly he was able to go after people, because they're cornered, they're working, they're not expecting that. They're not expecting this 34-year-old contractor who's working on an IT project to walk into the Navy Yard. He has his clearance, just one shy of the ultimate top secret clearance. They're not expecting him to open fire, and he opened fire. He had a four-year Navy career where he got glowing reviews, that he had a bright future, that he was somebody who was always on time. He was somebody who could be counted on, and blah, 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 on and on. But what does that say about what was in his head? There was a cop in Rhode Island who was part of a Navy Yard detail who ran into Aaron Alexis and said that he was mumbling about the voices in his head, and there were three or four people that were following him, and all kinds of crazy things gushed out of his mouth. And he reported it because he found it odd. So 6 weeks ago, this is your timeline, he reported this. And since that, this is how long it took for the New York man, who lived, by the way, in Fort Worth, Texas, who worked in a Navy Fleet Logistics Support Squadron in Fort Worth before he was discharged from the military after an arrest for firing a gun at his apartment. It took that length of time for him to completely lose it, to get the clearance and to completely lose it and destroy all those lives. So over and over again, the question becomes, the Washington Navy Yard in the heart of the U.S. Capitol, shots ringing out early on a Monday. How does he get to this point? How does he get to this point? National security. We're back to that. They have to do something about clearances. And they have to do something about following up. Can you imagine being one of the family members and you, of course, you're stunned, you're dazed. You're losing it. You're losing it. You get that phone call. How do you respond to that phone call? You are blindsided and you are planning for a funeral. That's what you're doing. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you are buying a coffin. That's the brutal truth of it. Not something you thought you were going to be doing. No, hey, nobody knows. None of us know the timeline, right, with our lives. But you're not expecting to get a phone call that your husband, father, daughter, friend is dead because a shooter went in and did this. So what a breach of security ultimately it is. Something. Something has to change there. First, you have the NSA spying data dump. Eric Snowden, mega clearance, right? What was he, a contractor? Now you have this guy, completely different, who works in IT, has the naval background, gets on the base, and goes into a wild rampage. They say that the witnesses said that he took a perch, basically, that's how they described it, at a fourth floor overlook and just started firing onto the cafeteria on the first floor. So he, like a sniper, was above and just started to fire. Where are you going then? How are you evacuating? And people were. They were trying to scurry, get out of the way, do whatever they could. Certainly not what they were expecting. But the report, the fact that somebody said, you know, this isn't right. This isn't somebody who's slurring his words, having a bad day. Yeah, just lost in the sauce for the moment. No, something's not right here. And yet, it's not followed up on. This will cost the government thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Because if I were a family member, you can't bring somebody back. But now I'm furious when I hear about this, that somebody took the time, went out on the limb, made the report, and he still got the clearance, and it was never checked. Then I'm calling a lawyer, and I'm suing. And that's what's going to happen. Because they failed to flag this guy with a violent history, no less, too. So how about boosting the quality of checks? The Pentagon is going to order security reviews. But shouldn't we have been doing that before? Shouldn't we have been doing this the last time around? And here we are again, more terror, this time in Building 197. And the Navy Yard right there in the heart of our government. So this guy has voices, he has violence, he is unraveling like a top, ready to uncork. And unfortunately, that's what happened. The checks have to be better. The checks have to be better. If we are, our government is so big, we are feeding this giant government, right? But yet we have this lackadaisical attitude towards security. Because we're getting flagged. We're getting flagged. At every turn, something big is dropping. Whether it's a data dump, whether it's a rampage, whatever it is. And you just feel for those people. You feel for them. And they say that he was treated also by the VA in August, that he was withdrawn, he had bouts of insomnia, and he had a gun. He had a gun, although it wasn't the AK that everybody was reporting that we thought he immediately was reported to have. No, it was a shotgun that he got in Virginia over the weekend. My, oh, my. Coming up, we're going to stick with Washington. You can throw in your 2-855-266-5283. Syria, where are we there?
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We will continue to be vigilant, and we will ask the Congress to stand with us in this effort over the course of the weeks ahead. It is important that that threat of force stay on the table in order to guarantee the compliance of the Assad regime.
I'm hopeful. I'm very hopeful that the resolution, the diplomatic resolution, will remove the chemical weapons from Syria. This would be a result beyond any hope that was ever expected, anticipated, or promised from a military strike. The guy who gasses his own people obviously may not be the most trustworthy individual in the world. But the Russians, if the Russians will get involved, I think this is, one, good for the Russians. It's in their self-interest.
I'm going to agree with Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky. Do you really trust the guy who gassed everybody? But with the Russians involved, it could make a big difference. And before that, John Kerry, the Secretary of State, you heard him there talking about Syria, because we certainly haven't forgotten about what's going on there and all the tug of war over chemical weapons. I saw an interesting headline today in one of the Washington papers that I was reading, and I just cackled out loud. I was in some place where maybe I shouldn't have cackled because I got a couple of strange looks, and wasn't going to explain to people why I laughed. But the headline said, "Why Obama's wishy-washy Syria strategy is actually working." And what the article went on to say was that because the president doesn't have any resolve here, it may actually be something that we can use as an asset in the crisis, in this crisis situation. And I thought, all right, that's an interesting, and this was the Washington Post. It was somewhere in the Washington Post. I don't even think it was the front page, but it was somewhere where I was pouring through different points of view. And I thought, yeah, this is what we've, kind of what we've been saying all along here. Now, finally, we're in this situation that, where we were, when the United Nations finally released this week, we had Luke Vargas on from the UN, the results of the investigation into that chemical weapons attack, right? Finally, there was no blame for the attack. There was cataloged a number of details. Remember, we talked to Luke about this. If you don't remember, you weren't listening to the show. It was like a catalog of symptoms, here's what we found at the five different places, but never, ever saying that it was Assad. Never saying it was, and I guess naively I was expecting that. So that was a glaring omission from the investigation. And isn't that what we wanted to know? Did he do the deed? Because his Russian friend, Vladimir Putin, is saying it was the rebels. But then he was certainly, Assad was certainly willing to give up the chemical weapons. But wait a second, didn't the rebels have those weapons? So you know what I'm trying to get at here. So part that just, the controlled area of Damascus is a little tighter than a drum by Assad's forces, right? And this is where that sarin was reportedly found with all of the listings, the catalog numbers of details. That's where all of it was. So Human Rights Watch did its own investigation. They conclude that the Assad regime was likely responsible, and they actually even put out a map of the attacks based on the boring UN data. Now, I'm not saying it just listed things, right? So they poured it onto the map to show where, if you had bombings, launch sites, all that stuff, where it would have happened, where the presumed rocket flight would have been, the impact, you know, sarin gas, you wouldn't know it, which is, of course, the danger of the sarin gas. And all of them were launched from a regime-controlled area, and even from within a Republican Guard military base. So how do you argue with that? Well, the rebels snuck in to Assad's place and they shot him off? Of course not. Of course not. So there is not conclusive proof that Assad was behind the chemical attack, because you don't have a video of him gloating, smoking a cigar, holding up the newspaper and all that other sort of stuff while he is vocally ordering the troops to blanket the neighborhoods with sarin gas, right? But you certainly have some evidence that it's tough to look the other way and say, oh, well, that looks like that could be the rebels. Maybe the rebels somehow got in there and that's what happened there. So I think when you especially look at a map where it is heavily controlled by the guards, there is just no way. I just think there's just no way you can say, oh, this might have been, I'm agreeing with Putin. Let's not be quick to blame. Let's not be quick to place the blame here. We don't have that photo op that we need that specifically shows them. We don't have that little piece of tape. We don't have that metadata, that collection of stuff that we can say and we can play back for the world, this is him. So anyway, so the wishy-washy strategy and the different tactics that have happened here, I loved when the Daily Show compared Secretary of State Kerry, who you heard at the beginning of this, to Mr. Magoo for his crazy gaffe, and saying that the United States would back down on military action if Syria gave up its chemical weapons, and then, whoops, that accidentally became U.S. policy. I thought that was pretty interesting, right? But now, with Russia jumping into this, it seems like this is all playing out for the administration. You heard Rand Paul, who's a heavy critic of Obama, saying that, oh, yeah, with the Russians involved, and, you know, he's on board with this, so it's all kind of fallen into place. It's sort of been the opposite effect. So actually the U.S. gets what it wants, right? Or so it would seem anyway. I don't know. What do you think, America? 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Bill in Mississippi. Hey, Bill.
Hi. Well, I was on the original subject with the shooter.
Uh-huh.
And of course, this makes common sense, and I guess it won't ever be looked at, but it would be very easy for, especially a military installation like that, to institute a voluntary concealed weapons program where registration could take place with people who were formerly in the military and now with a civilian job, or someone previously in law enforcement, and it would stop something like the Fort Hood shooting and this one. But of course, they're not going to do that because it makes too much sense that they're trying to go for this clinical cleansing of all weapons, and it'll never happen. That's just not the real world.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's not the real world. It's not the real world. You just only hope maybe some of them are shoved out of the way. But you're right. How can you prove that? It's not like a manifest of a ship. Here's the list, and let's compare lists. I agree.
But a concealed weapons program on a voluntary basis would be a way to stop it. I mean, somebody like that might be able to get off one shot, but only 1-2% armed, and no one would know who they were. And they could very easily take someone like that out, someone who's properly trained.
Yeah. You know, I agree with you, Bill. You know, personally, that's what I thought, and of course I got massive blowback for this, but I thought even in some of the school situations, why couldn't you have that in the school situations?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you don't have to worry. You have a young, innocent child who's going to school, and then some weird thing happens. Oops, we didn't see the red flags, Bill, and they came in, and we thought we had good security, and what can we do, and it's awful, and we're crying, and we're holding parades and fundraisers, and we just kick ourselves because we wish that there was something like this in place. So absolutely, Bill, great suggestion. I agree with you. Why can't you have that? Somebody who's gone through the reps that you have to go through with concealed and carry, because it's not some just easy thing that you get. It's not walking into the gun store and getting the gun and saying, okay, boom, I'm ready. Where do I sign? And this is it. I've got it now, right? I can carry this. No. No, it's not at all like that. And to me, it would just, I mean, you just having, I don't know, just having somebody in the schools, one person even in the office, right? In the situation in the yard, I can tell you if I was working there and everybody wanted to say, oh, that's terrible, and I don't agree with that, and I mean, it's just, you know, gosh, the dangers that could happen if you accidentally shoot somebody else. Man, I'll take the person who's got my back because they can see the nut looking down on the cafeteria, shooting down on the people, and can try and take him out as he's standing there by himself, but nobody has the firepower to do that, and unfortunately, more people are killed because of it, because there isn't anybody that can get there that quickly to be able to tangle with the guy who has the gun like a sniper pointed on them from above. Dr. Wendy James talking about the psychology of it all next on America Tonight.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self- self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
All right, we're starting to learn more about the gunman and that opened fire, unfortunately changing the lives of way too many people, in all 13 dead. This was at the Naval Shipyards just the other day. What a way to start the week out in Washington, D.C., and fear and panic and whatnot. And unfortunately, what's now coming out is the man who shot and killed all those people and wounded so many others, who was somebody who at one point in his life was a reservist in the Navy, and we've already talked about this, but Aaron Alexis apparently had said he had heard, told his friends he had heard voices in his head. He was trying to seek treatment for that and for other reasons. Obviously, the Navy had not declared him mentally unfit, but he was really trying to get help. He was being treated at the VA, and as I said, he told somebody that he was hearing voices in his head. So a lot of interesting things are starting to emerge in the portrait of this man, and possibly what was missed and maybe where we're headed. And here we go again with a mental health issue. So who better to have on America Tonight to talk about this than Dr. Wendy James, psychologist and friend to the show. Dr. James, I'll tell you what, we got to have you on the show sometime where we're just talking about light, happy, fun stuff, I think.
Kate Delaney, that would be great. We hate to hear about this again and the mental health issue he was going through. As you indicated, he was getting treatment through the VA, and obviously we know he had serious mental health issues. It's kind of difficult for psychologists. If he's harmful to himself or others, then the confidentiality is, and then they need to let other people know. I don't know the whole situation and the government with the VA where they didn't think he was declared to be a risk for others or himself. And whether that was true or not, we don't know. But hearing voices and going through the mental problems he had, we know is serious.
Yeah, you know, it. And here's what you wonder, too, because there's such a stigmatism attached to all forms of mental illness. You know this better than anyone, I'm sure, being in the profession and seeing what now happens. Somebody told me that one of the questions, like the VA or in many other cases, and it seems like a normal enough question you would ask this question, are, you know, somebody comes in, they're panicked, they're having whatever issues going on, and the question is posed, are you a danger to yourself? Will you harm yourself? Or are you a danger to other people? But here's the thing, Dr. Wendy, don't you think most people would answer that question no?
It's up to the psychologist to see if the patient is exhibiting behavior that is a risk. And so it's an individual case for the psychologist. Now, if you ask somebody, do you feel like you're going to slit your wrist or commit suicide is a trigger, then you have to report it. But if they're just talking about situations, it becomes a little more difficult to understand. And, of course, hearing voices is more psychotic and schizophrenic. And it may be, we don't know, and I don't know, because he was in a Navy, that there was ideas that was post-traumatic stress disorder of some sort.
Yeah,
and post-traumatic stress disorder is veterans who suffer that have a guilt feeling about surviving when others didn't. And he seemed to be a loner on top of it.
Now, there's a good question. What is it about the whole loner, being a loner thing? Is that because socially you're uncomfortable? Does that play out? Do you see that play out sometimes in many of these situations?
Often. Socialization is important. He didn't have family around him, from everything I understand. And with post-traumatic stress disorder, the problem is they become psychic numbing after, and they, as a result, they avoid people. They avoid their family. They avoid interpersonal relationships. They avoid socializing. And so there's emotional feelings are diminished, and they don't have help except seeking psychologists and learning to deal with that. So when they need people the most, they withdraw. And it sounds like, from the little bit I can get, he was doing that, isolated and working, but isolated and playing video games and not socializing, and didn't have family and support from the community, even though he was seeking help through either a psychologist or counselor.
Yeah, sadly, and we're speaking with Dr. Wendy James, psychologist here on America Tonight. Sadly, we're starting to see this happen more and more, and it's interesting you call it psychic numbing and the isolated feeling that some of these people feel, if we're coming up with a description for this. This is scary stuff to me, Dr. James. How can people help? I mean, what can you possibly do to maybe thwart somebody from going off that deep end? It sounds like it's an arduous task. I mean, how do you find the red flag and know?
Well, again, seeking help is a good thing. What's happening that's disturbing for me as a psychologist, in these incidents, we're seeing more and more, and of course in the media we hear about the ones that are occurring, but they're too often. We'll admit that. The problem I see is we're looking at a mental abnormal problem, health problem, and instead of looking in the community and the family and even society, we're saying that's okay. We're not looking at that. This is abnormal behavior. This is a mental health issue. How can we help this person get more help or acknowledge it or reach out? And that is the issue that is a community and society. We think that's okay, or we pull away and say, yeah, we're not going to report this person, or his behavior or her behavior is different and odd and not normal.
Yeah, and that's a dicey thing, too, as you know, because then I think people don't want to get, are afraid to get involved or think, well, big, none of my business, seems odd, but none of my business. I'm just going to stay away from that. But people have to do that. Somebody along the line is going to have to do that in some of these cases if you're ever going to have a chance at one, helping somebody and helping the rest of the crew from something horrific happening that maybe could have been prevented, do you think?
Yes, I do. And I think, as you know, technology is good, but this gentleman was isolated. There's talks he was playing video games hours and hours. Studies have shown that if you're playing video games 13 or more hours, and longitudinal and other studies, that becomes isolation. Now, that doesn't mean video games are bad, but he was isolated in his own little place playing these video games, and then the reality and what's real and not real becomes a question.
Yeah, boy, what's real and not real. Let me ask you a question. As a psychologist, of course, your goal is to help people, treat people. Are there people that you can bring back that are that far down the plank, that have just been through it? They're right there on the edge. Is there a way to reel them back in with all these things that we're saying?
I believe yes. Yet you have to get them early and you have to work with them. And I think a lot of it is getting them with other people that go through the same traumatic event they did. And now, he wasn't, from what I understand, active duty.
No.
That he was seeing something that was at this level. And I am not working for the government. I don't know the situation. Sometimes I think we need to err on the side of, is this person somebody we need to make sure we watch a little more closely? And I think we err on the side of, well, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. And then look what happens. Not only did he kill others, he killed himself. So there's a real fine line about how do you define that and what time does it happen. That he was able to get in is a whole nother issue I can't talk about, and how he was able to get in and pass security because of his clearance. Yet, yes, we need to learn to realize that we need to help him sooner than later.
Yeah. All right, let's hope people start helping people sooner rather than later when they see things, not be afraid to speak up, particularly if there's some kind of a pattern, because maybe they can get help and turn a situation that could be tragic, turn it around, and instead create a much healthier and happier person and put them on a different path. You know, if I'm not blowing too much sunshine, that would be a great thing to see people start to do. All right, Dr. James, as always, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much. And let's hope that we're not talking about this in a better situation. My prayers and thoughts go to all the families out there. And I don't want everybody to be fearful, but awareness is good.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dr. James.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Internet. I always invite you to hit us up that way. If you can't jingle the numbers, you're swamped, you're at work, the boss is staring you down, for goodness sake, don't get in trouble. Think about it when you go home and you're having your cup of joe. Shoot me an email, americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in. So my friends, you always hit this highway. Now let's go check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Richard says, hello, Kate. It's such a pleasure to send you this email. I have listened to the show for quite some time now. You've made me laugh, you've made me think, and you've given me a couple of crappy jokes at one point. I think that was a year or so ago to tell when I was at work. Yeah, I'm not a good joke teller. And Richard goes on to say, you know, I got to say, the stuff with the clearance and the naval yard really upsets me. It doesn't make any sense that we've had plenty of people that have been vetted and gotten clearances over decades upon decades. You would think there would be some perfection in at least this part of the government. So they don't have that right, huh? And we expect them to get immigration correct? I know I'm mingling different parts of the government, but they all seem to be the same. Incompetent. What fools. That's my my problem with the whole... There's going to be people that I'm sure somehow slip into the system, right? But I just keep thinking of myself in anything. Filling out a passport, applying for jobs in the past, the kind of information I was asked, the copying of my driver's license and birth certificate and everything else. I mean, I don't get it. So the government hires, contracts out some work. The people would have to then get the clearance. Whoever is doing the clearing, they need to have better people, or they need to have a better way to clear people, because it doesn't make sense. The Navy Yard thing, especially with some of the newer information that's come out, I really wonder if that could have been avoided. You know, do you know that somebody's going to go into work with a gun? Do you know someone's going to flip out? They've had issues. There are other things that are going on. Of course not. You can't read someone's mind, right? But you can certainly read more than the tea leaves when you have a cop 6 weeks before saying, whoa, something's wrong with this guy. He's wandering around the Navy Yard. He's talking about voices and people and seeing things, and it's not good. So here's my report. Here's what I have filed. Here's what I'm filing. And nobody passes that on. Nobody reads that. Nobody is concerned about that. Nobody asks any questions about it. I think Dr. James is right. Eventually, you have to make that decision. We just say, oh, no, 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 it's okay. And maybe that's part of it. The whole idea of I'm not gonna jump in this guy's chili. I'm just walking away from this. And thank goodness that cop didn't. But it didn't stop. It didn't stop him from getting the clearance. It didn't stop the situation from happening at the Naval Yard. He was angry. He was angry. He was confused. He was exhausted. He was paranoid. He was hearing things. He ran the gamut, and he didn't get the information, or he didn't get the help he needed. He did go to the VA, but it wasn't enough. And I think one of the points that she made, because, okay, how do you, I asked her that question, is there a way to come back from that, from being the loner, the 14 hours of video games, all that stuff? How do you get somebody, reel somebody back in? Can you reel them back into real life? And she said, yes, because you can have them talk and be with other people who have gone through the same thing, and that's part of a psychological group, like that group therapy. If you have that, in a situation like that, that could help the person who is getting treated. But I hate to say it, as I know from people calling me or writing me notes, the VA, while there are some great doctors there and things have certainly improved, a lot of times what happens when somebody goes into a VA, they'll get, you know, and it's soldiers who have just come back, it's older soldiers from different wars, other people have served, whatever. They'll have a psychiatrist, and they get pills, and they don't get the therapy. There is some therapy offered, but it's not always the best. And this is, unfortunately, the results of it. So maybe that's what, there has to be some attention paid to that, for goodness sake. Has to be. All right, this one from Davey G in Illinois, and he says, boy, the Navy Yard, everybody at work, Kate, was talking about it, and it just makes you so sad for those families. It's awful when there's a rampage, and then you read all the details about what was wrong and what people think about them and what's being said, and, I mean, just an awful, awful thing, and so random, where somebody could have been in and out of that cafeteria and just missed it, or somebody who just had come into the cafeteria. And I can't imagine getting a phone call like that ever about my wife. And God help me, I hope I never, ever do. Yeah, that's a tough one. Because if you see the scene, it's like the parents rushing down to the school. Well, you want to go. Oh, my gosh, is my wife or my husband or is my friend or is whoever okay? And then you start the cell phone game, and you might not get them on the cell phone. And then you freak out and think, oh, for sure. They might have been one of the people, and they get all this information all over the place about how many people, and usually the numbers higher than it really is. And that but 12 is just, any is terrible, but 12 is huge. It just stuns the Capitol, right there in the Capitol. And I think that for anybody, it's just unbelievably hard to take, and it's undeniably not what you would expect to happen at a military facility, whether there's civilians there or not. You're not expecting that. All right, let's move on. Let's take a couple of more. Let's see if I can squeeze in some more and not go too far, not too stray too far off the reservation. This one from Freddie, and Freddie says, Kate, nail the score. I heard it was back, but I didn't catch when you're doing it. I'm confused. When do you do nail the score? Nail the score Wednesday into Thursday in our third hour, three segments, only time you can participate, right? So you got to call. If you call or you shoot us an email at americatonight.net, the address I gave out, if you send us your guest then, Dave in Vermont always does that, and so do a slew of other people. If you send us our guests then, you are in, you get that guest, you own it, and you just have to send it during one of those three segments. The computer randomly picks the game, and then you tell us what you think the score is going to be and who's going to win it. And just like that, it's money. And that's it. That's all you got to do. All right, here we go. This one from Adam, who's listening in Vermont. How about that? And Adam says, I'm a Vermonter. We gathered that. I saw it had big letters, Vermont. And I have to tell you that this is my favorite time of year. You should take America Tonight up to New England. I wonder if you've ever seen the leaves change, or has the audience seen the leaves change. It's an incredible place to be in the fall. It's my favorite time of year. And, you know, hey, the winter isn't too bad either. So bring the show up. WVMT is a big affiliate there, and they have some great people. The morning show there is excellent. Ernie and his crowd, and Ernie and Charlie, and they have somebody else too that's part of. They have a couple people actually that are part of the morning show. Yeah, it'd be fun. It would be fun to do be fun to go on the road and be able to do that. The leaves changing is a great time to be there in the fall. In fact, if you're talking about New England, it'd probably be my favorite time too, and probably one of the best places to see the trees. New Hampshire, Vermont, that whole corridor up there. You know, you could even go lower, but I think you see just, it's like eye candy. You stand on top of the mountain, you look down, and you just see rows and rows of different orange and browns and reds. Very, very cool. All right, so you get the hang of this, right? If you didn't get through, you can't get through on the phone, it's not appropriate to call, you have one eye open, but you swear you're listening, and you remember it the next day, send me that email. It's just as simple as that. Thanks to Matt Johnson for his help on the technicals for this hour, and all of yous for listening to America Tonight.
George Washington said, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.